24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, hi. All right. So hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And you know that VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. So how's your VIBE feeling right now? If you're feeling not so good, then change your VIBE by asking yourself, what do you want? To get yourself straight back into alignment, because I want you to attract good stuff into your life. Now, today I have got an amazing guest on the call, and this is a phenomenal lady. Her name is Miss Sophia Stewart. She is a science fiction screenwriter, and she is the sole creator, author, and legal owner of all Matrix and Terminator IPs. A lady with a vision, and that's why she's been invited on the show. Sophia, welcome to the Secret Vibe Show. How are you doing out there in Vegas?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for having me on your show today. This is really phenomenal, and I'm doing really well.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so I have always loved the movie Matrix. I remember watching it, 21 years ago now?
And yes.
I watched it again. And I'm blown away by the whole story of the Matrix. And as a Christian, I can see so many messages within the Matrix. Now, wow. I know that you kind of like weren't initially recognized as being the sole creator of the Matrix and the Terminator, and that wasn't originally the case. Could you tell us a little?
No, I'm not a co-creator. I am the
sole creator.
Yeah, the sole creator, because. Yes. It is adapted from my script in my book. And the book is 286 pages. And there's a lot of trolls out there trying to make it look like my book is 30 pages. That's all a lie to kind of malign me or to, you know. And there's a guy on the Amazon, and I think Amazon got to know about it. He's defrauding people and selling people some garbage with the cover of my book. The first three books on Amazon in the order with the price on is those are my books, and that limited edition or use or whatever, that's somebody, I reported it to the FBI. And quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of these people trying to sabotage me and trying to, defame me.
I can,
you know, imagine. What I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. So, Sophia, can you tell me then about the third eye? And what inspired you to write the book in the first place? How did you come to write it?
Well, the book is The Third Eye, Matrix and Terminator, because Terminator is end time revelations. And Matrix is a 7,000-year-old Latin word, meaning the woman's womb. And it comes from the Bible. The King James's Bible mentioned 5 times in scripture. And everybody can look this up. You can Google it. Matrix is in 5 scriptures, 3 in Exodus and 2 in Numbers. Exodus 34th chapter, 19th verse, God says, he who opens up the matrix or come out of the woman's stargate, her portal, her womb, or his three-dimensional children. And what I wrote was the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. In other words, God's children versus the machines is where the war begins on earth. So when you look at Terminator is the epic, the beginning of the epic story. Mm-hmm. And it goes right into the Matrix. So it's past, present, and future time travel. So the machines and the future, here's the Oracle's prophecy that a baby is going to be born. And the machines know that the mother who's scheduled to have the baby is Sarah Connor. So JC, Jesus Christ, John Connor, grows up to be Neo, one and the same in the Matrix. Because in the Bible, John the Revelator called Jesus, he was the only one to call Jesus the One.
Okay.
So Neo is just an anagram or a sneaky way of calling him the One. O-N-E-N-E-O-N-E-O-O-N-E.
Ah,
Neo, One.
I got you, right, okay.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. Neo means one, that he's right. The One.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that is prophesied to come and save manhood from the machines, who plans to enslave mankind in the future.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Yes, because man's children would be the seedless or soulless test tube babies, artificial inseminated babies, clones,
mm-hmm.
petri dish babies, gender benders, gender manipulated babies. But they're seedless and soulless because God's children is a continuum, meaning that life is one continuation. There is no end to it. It all begins again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas men's children, you know, there's no seed, no soul. So they have a beginning, but they also have an end. But God's children is life, and life is always continued forever.
Yes, yes, eternal life.
Eternal life.
Yes. Wow. So,
and all of this goes back to the ancient Egyptian book called the Book of the Dead or the Book of Life, that every book, including the Bible, including Anthony Robbins' book, Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, and every other person's book of success, is, or The Secret, is all based on this ancient book, the Book of the Living, the Book of the Dead, from the ancient Egyptians.
Okay.
I know that's amazing, isn't it? Including the King James's Bible.
Wow. Wow. So what actually inspired you? I mean, what led you to recognize these texts in the Bible and to actually come up with this, with the third eye?
Well, I'm a prodigy for one, and I was inspired by God.
Mm-hmm.
When I went and saw Star Wars, now Star Wars did not inspire me, but I knew what Star Wars was about because Star Wars was talking about the wars in heaven, the wars in heaven, and how Darth Vader, the devil, fell from the light side to the dark side. And then I thought about my own work would talk about where in Revelations, Terminator End Time, Revelations, the end, Termination, that it says that the Christ conscious would come back upon the earth. And what would be happening at the time when the Christ consciousness would be born of a woman again? And I saw in my future that the machines would be ruling and that they would have enslaved mankind. And I was at USC Film School in 1980 when I wrote this work. My copyrights are 81, 83, and 84. Terminator didn't come out until October the 26th, 1984. So I was writing this work way before Terminator, and Matrix didn't come out until March the 31st, 1999. So I was way ahead of the curve,
mm-hmm.
35 to 40 years ahead, a visionary seer.
Wow. And you know, I never saw, and it's funny because I never saw the connection between Terminator and Matrix. Obviously, they're both futuristic movies. Maybe I need to watch the Terminator again because somehow.
Oh, you do. The first three Terminators go right into the Matrix. The garbage begins with Salvation is garbage, Genesis is garbage, and Dark Fate is garbage. Mm-hmm. Because each one got further and further away from the true concept of the Terminator. See, the first Terminator, first two Terminators is the real Matrix. I mean, the real Matrix and Terminator, you know, the real Terminators. It's the real stuff that goes right into the Matrix. But they were still using my graphics, my logos, my characters, my synopsis, you know, the whole nine. They were still using stuff out of the book, but they were trying to change the concept. In other words, I can't give you an apple, but I can give you an apple jack in an apple box and charge you apple prices. But you're going to get Jack when you open up the box. You're going to be jacked. You say, we can give you a generic, but we can't give you Coca-Cola. We can't give you Pepsi-Cola. But we can give you a generic, a cola, and charge you Pepsi and Coke prices. In other words, it's piracy and it's theft, and they're duping the public. It's consumer fraud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, consumer fraud. Because they're not giving you a real Gucci. They're not giving you a real Nike. They're not giving you a real Apple. They're not giving you the real Matrix and not the real Terminator. They just want to jack you for your money and think that they can give you anything and you won't know the difference between the real and the fake.
Okay. So, Sophia, how did it actually get into the hands of the Wachowski brothers?
Well, the Wachowskis, it got in the hand when I saw an ad that they had out in a national magazine. And they were in Chicago at the time. And they had these little phony names. And I sent it to them because they were looking for a science fiction manuscript to adapt into a movie. So I sent them the script, the book, everything, the characters, the synopsis, the special effects, the graphics, all of this. And I sent it first to 20th Century Fox, because I was at USC. I have a degree in journalism, the University of Southern California, the Trojans. I have a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology. I went to school with Marcus Allen and Ronnie Lott, James Sinclair, good friends of mine, August Curley, Dennis Johnson, the Moore brothers. So when I was there, you know, from 79 to 83, I was writing the Matrix and Terminator in 1980. And when I saw Star Wars credit, Lucas was the director that I was looking for over at 20th Century Fox. And so therefore I sent the work over there to him. And I sent the script first, you know, the script treatment. And Susan Mesbeck, the vice president of creative affairs, loved it. She called me up. She sent me a letter, and I got these letters. The FBI got them. They've been documented in the book. She wanted to know, was there more written? And I said, yeah, I'm finishing up on a book. And she, of course, wanted the book. And the book went to her and Valerie Redd and David Madden. And, of course, they were the connections over at Paramount with Gail Ann Hurd. And then Gail Ann Hurd brought in James Cameron over at Roger Corman. And so Roger Corman was actually the real director of the first two Terminators. He got paid $16 million. And so James Cameron was not. James Cameron cannot write. And at that time, he couldn't even direct. Roger Corman is the one that was teaching him how to direct. He was the Italian investors were looking for him. They were pissed off at him. His first vehicle was a B-movie called Piranha, and he messed that movie up so bad that it pissed the Italian investors off. And so he never adapted my script in book to the screen. It was Randall Franks, William Wisher, those two guys, because they were writers. Randall Frank and William Wisher were the ones who adapted my book and script to the screen, not James Cameron. James Cameron can't even write himself out of a paper bag. He's been stealing and lying for years. And he got busted with Terminator Dark Fate. I was so happy he put his name on there so people can finally catch him up with the fraud, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So at the time, Sophia, your work was protected, right?
Yes. What was what now?
your work. It was protected. It was protected.
Yes. My, no. Yeah, it was very protected. It was very, very much protected. My work, copyright.
Yes.
Ownership. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you copyright your work, that's your ownership. That's your protection.
Right. And yet they were still able to steal your work. That's
well, they were able to steal. They steal people's work all the time. The deal is this: they were able to stay out of jail because they've been paying slush fund payoffs to stay out of jail on a number of people, not just me. They've stolen from the mob, mobsters, the Gambino families, you know, and stuff. They've stolen from producers. They've stolen from a congressman and stole his script. They steal from anybody. No one is immune. You know, it's not the first theft. It's not their first merry-go-round. They are big thieves in Hollywood, the studios and the producers. Not everybody. They're just simply good and bad people commingling. Good cops, bad cops. Good judges, bad judges. Good lawyers, bad lawyers. Good people, bad people. It's commingling. Good producers, bad producers. Good studios, bad studios. It's the bad that makes it bad for everyone.
Right. So, but what would you say to people who are writing, you know, their work and it's they're afraid of getting it stolen? What would you?
Well, you there's nothing you can do about people stealing. You never know when anybody's going to steal or rob you. It's just in real life. You know, you got your shoes taken from you in school, your books, you know, your wallet, your girlfriend, your wife. You know, something is always taken from somebody. It's just the level of theft, the level of taking. When you go to court, you're suing for money. You're not suing for ownership. Everybody knows who owns anything before they go into a courtroom. One party is saying, I'm the owner and the profit belongs to me. Mm. And the other one is not going to say anything because if he's lying, he's going to go to jail under perjury. So he's going to try to avoid court all the way. And he's not going to file no lawsuit against you because the burden of proof is on you. If you file a lawsuit, you got to put documents in there to prove that you are the owner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I've never been called a liar by Warner Brothers or any of the thieves. Warner Brothers, James Cameron, Andy and Larry Wachowski, Gail Ann Hurd. They have never called me any liars, none of their media, because I can sue them for defamation and slander, and I can sue them. They don't want to be sued. And so the only people that's been talking bad about me or negative is just these trolls that they pay on the internet, that these garbage people that don't even use their real names. They just got a lot of little troll names, little troll lives, and Warner Brothers and them pay them the troll and pay them the slander and pay them the, but nobody cares because like Tupac say, love me or hate me, you're still going to buy me because I'm the real thing. I'm the Picasso and not the fake. I'm the real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they've been buying the fourth installment of The Matrix for 9.5 years. Okay. The book has been out and selling around the world since 2010. I got 250 million fans following me globally. And we're talking about whole countries know who I am. Better and greater than the United States. There's only 385 million people in the United States. But it's about 7 billion people globally. And overseas, they're just, you know, everyone knows what's going on in America and how dummy down the American people really are. I'm sorry, it's true. They rather believe a lie quickly off of the internet than to go to the library and go into the archives and read the real media, which is proclaiming me, NBC, Judge Joe Brown, all of these interviews, L3 magazine, a magazine, Soul Central from London. I'm on the cover of that magazine. And tons of platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Madu Bookstore, where you can walk in and buy the book physically. I'm being proclaimed the author and creator in the real media. Yet lots of people want to believe the garbage on the internet because the internet is not real media.
Yeah.
So you can say whatever you want to say on the internet, but hey, controversy sells. So you're gonna sell me anyway. No matter how many lies you tell, the truth is gonna come out and people are gonna buy the truth.
Yes, because even earlier I looked on Wikipedia and it was still showing the Wachowski brothers as the writers.
You know why? Because anybody can lie on the Wikipedia. It's not even no real media. Mm-hmm. They lie on that and say, they lie on that and lose their credibility every day because they lie on there. And they won't change and put the truth on there. Snoops or whatever, that's been discredited too. It's not a reliable, it's not even a source of media. Some people own a lot of this stuff you see online. So people need to go to the archives and pull up the real media, not the garbage on the internet. Anybody can say anything on the internet. It's just garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
What kinds of things did they do to sabotage the case?
They've come in and messed up several of my most expensive websites. They have bought out judges and lawyers and tried to close out my case and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They have done numerous things. You know what I'm saying? Numerous of things, you know, where they, you know, have lied and so forth. You know, it's kind of sad. You know what I mean? They have judges, the lawyers, you know, they buy them out like they're candy and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's kind of sad, you know, that we don't have, people can be jeopardized and for money. It's kind of sad that you can really buy people nowadays and people don't look for justice. You know what I'm saying? It's very, very sad. Because, you know, we got some really good judges out there, but we got a lot of crooked judges, a lot of crooked lawyers, a lot of people, you know, politicians. If you guys would look at that new last week, Law and Order, I know in London you might not see it in America, but the Law and Order really showed how people like Harvey Weinstein rapes all these women and get away with it for years until somebody finally breaks the silence and come in, and now they're getting ready to prosecute him, put him in prison, like they did with Bill Cosby and others, you know, like John Gotti and Bernie Madoff and Whitey Bulger and Al Capone. It's sad that these people were able to buy off the police commissioners and politicians and DA's office, and they did that with my case too. They bought off the DA's office. Greg Diamond and Elizabeth Stephen from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Salt Lake City, Utah, while I was visiting there in Utah. I come from a military law enforcement family, and I was visiting Utah because my brother was stationed at Hill Air Force Base, and that's when I discovered the Matrix. I didn't find out about the Terminator until the FBI told me while they had investigated the case. And that's another thing. The FBI is not going to investigate a civil case. They only investigate criminal. And the U.S. Attorney's Office gave the word for them to investigate, and then they turned around and took the payoff and did not prosecute the people. That's why I had to go in California in 2003, that California case, a RICO criminal case, because I was trying to put them in jail myself and do citizen's arrest myself. Mm-hmm. Because under the Constitution, we are allowed to get criminals ourselves if we can't get justice from law enforcement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was just trying to get justice, not publicity, but I was seeking justice so these people will stop stealing. But now I found a way to get these people now, because everything that they steal can be taken as a derivative. The derivative is secondary, like a movie, but my copyrights, the book and the script, is primary, the source. Right. And anything that comes after that work is a derivative. So all the movies are nothing but derivatives. All I had to do was copyright them and then put in the copyrights into the federal courts to show ownership, and sell it around the world. So now I help two other people. A Jewish guy to get his copyrights to his stolen work in Avatar from James Cameron. And then I helped these Black people to get their stolen work in Black Panther movie. So they're very happy because they own their copyrights now. And I had them on the phone yesterday in a conference so other people can meet them. And I can help anybody out there listening, anybody, contact my email, my website, get my contact information, because I can help you. I don't care who you are. If the movie people have stolen your work, they've stolen your copyrighted work and put it in the movies, and I can help you to get your copyrights to the derivative movies, which is called piracy. It's counterfeiting, bootlegging with your copyrighted work. And I can help you to get ownership of that work now, because when they would steal these thieves, they wouldn't send it into the Library of Congress. They'd send in some garbage to the Library of Congress or a shale company so they can pass your stolen work around. Mm. But what they would do is they would steal your copyrighted work and put it in the movies. So when people saw their work in the movie and you go to the Library of Congress, it's not even in there. Do you see? Because under the penalty of perjury, they would go to jail by putting somebody's copyrighted work into the Library of Congress to try to get a copyright. It's just like this. If you go to the motor vehicle and you apply for a driving license, Valerie, mm-hmm. and if you use your sister's birth certificate, and then later on you get into a car accident with the driving license, you don't have a driving license. Because right. any government agency, under the penalty of perjury, you've sworn that this is your work or this is your birth certificate. And they say if you get caught, then you haven't gotten anything. Mm-hmm. If you get busted for lying, then you don't own a copyright. You don't own a driving license. You see, yeah. if mm-hmm. you commit fraud and you lie to get something, then you don't own. If you lie at the trademark office right now and you put in somebody else's copyrighted work, you got a trademark on it, you don't own a trademark. You because under the penalty of perjury,
yeah, doesn't
that,
it?
That mm-hmm. it nullifies and invalidates and nullifies whatever you got.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So Warner Brothers never got a trademark because they lied under the penalty of perjury.
Okay.
They never got mm-hmm. any copyrights because they lied under the penalty of perjury. So they don't own anything. Anybody that used somebody's stolen copyrighted work, they don't own anything because they lied under the penalty of perjury. Mm-hmm. Any government agency, that's how they get you. They don't need a witness. They make you a witness against yourself, because under the penalty of perjury, they tell you if you're lying or falsifying or you're doing something under fraud, you do not have anything.
Yes.
So that's right. That's why I'm able to sell Matrix and Terminator around the world and nothing can be done. Mm. Because the feds won't come out and arrest me for no piracy because I'm the real owner. That's right. Mm-hmm. In my work that was stolen and put in the movies can be traced back to my source copyright, my three copyrights.
Yeah.
And the Library of Congress have to give me the copyrights to the derivatives because they're nothing but lawyers. So once you point out this is my work in there and it can be traced back to the copyrights, well, the lawyer will look at the stolen work. He'll take the stolen work. He'll pull up the copyrights. It's right there. Mm. So they have to give you the copyrights to the derivative stolen stuff that's in the movies.
Wow.
That's right. And I've helped people, and I will help anybody out there. You guys need to listen to Valerie's this interview and pass the word around. I can teach anyone. I don't care who you are. Your lawyers have been shafting people. You look at the 12 claims on James Cameron where he stole from 12 different people. This is why you will never see Avatar, because people are appealing their cases. They're fighting back. And James Cameron, this has been going on since 2009 with Avatar. James Cameron haven't done anything except that Dark Fate where he put his name on. He got busted because he lied about the Terminator. And he's been lying about Avatar. It doesn't take you 10 years to figure that out. And they've been lying about the Matrix 4 is coming. They don't have any Matrix 4. They got some fraud that they're going to give you, some generic, a generic cola. They can't give you Pepsi. They can't give you Coca-Cola, but they can give you a cola. Anybody can give you a generic.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because that's due to come out May next year, right?
Matrix 4. Who tells somebody a release date and don't even have a shooting date? Your release date is determined by your shooting date.
Mm.
It's not in reverse. They're just lying to people. talking about they got some script and it's called Ice Cream. Is the title of it is Ice Cake or Ice Cream. Come on, the feds told them they cannot do the real Matrix. That's bootlegging, that's piracy, that's counterfeiting. So what they're telling people for 16 years, since 2003 was the last movie, Matrix movie. The other two, Matrix 2 and 3 is bootlegs, piracy. I made them a dream. Neo and Trinity never die. They wake up and the Matrix continues. You see, but greater than one. With nothing but original work. Did you read Matrix 4 yet?
No.
The book, The Matrix 4?
I haven't, no.
Yeah, well, everybody needs to read The Matrix 4 book. It's been out since 2010, selling around the globe. If they try to use any of that original work, the fans will bust them and make sure this time the feds put them in jail for piracy, for counterfeiting.
Is Matrix 4 available on Amazon?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
You can get
a copy of that.
Yeah, it's on demand on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart. And if you're in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, you can go to Medu, M-E-D-U, walk in Medu book and get the physical books. You can get a physical book. And it's another store that I made a distribution deal, but I can't remember their name now. I've got to go back and look at them. But yeah, it's selling physically and on demand at Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com, put in Sophia Stewart. I got to caution people too. The first three books with the prices, $39.99, those are my books. That last book for $56 is fraud, it's fake. It's someone using my book cover, talking about 1981, that's how you know it's a fraud. They're using that cover and sending people some garbage. It's nothing but fraud. You guys need to report that to the FBI. If any of you got that last book with the third eye cover that says 1981 on the front of the cover, 1981, report that to the FBI and make Amazon take that down and get your money back. My book is 286 pages. They've been committing fraud and keeping the money. I reported it to the FBI, they've done nothing. I reported it to Amazon, they've done nothing. But you people out there, consumer fraud is huge. If you got any cover with the 1981 and they gave you some fraudulent stuff of 30 pages, report it to the FBI, report it to Amazon. Very important, it's fraud.
What does your cover look like? What does your cover look like?
My cover is the third eye book, but it doesn't say no 1981 on the cover. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. If you can go to Amazon right now and look, you'll see the first three books with the prices are my book. But the one that says $56 and it's a limited edition with 1981 on the cover of the copyrights, that is the fraud. It's the fake one. It's the fourth book down. But it looks like the third eye book, except on the cover it says 1981. The copyrights, that's not my book. That is a cover they're using. They changed it and they're sending people something for $56 that is not from me. And they're confiscating that money, which is a fraud. It's a felony because that money is not going to me, you guys.
Okay.
You guys need to know that money is not going to me and you're not getting the real third eye book. The real third eye book is 286 pages and the cover doesn't say copyrighted to 1981. It doesn't say that.
What is the title of the first three books?
The third eye. Listen, the first book, you can go to Amazon. The first book is The Third Eye. The second book is The Matrix 4. And the third book is Mother of the Matrix with Neo on the cover. And then there's another book that looked like the third eye book, but it's been altered. And up at the top, it says 1981 on the top.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make the listeners, you know, clear as to what the actual titles of the books are.
Yeah, it says limited edition and that it costs $56. Now, my books were selling for $39.99. They're discounted by Amazon to be $30-some so their customers can get them. But it's the first three books that have the reviews. This other one that's at the end, right behind the Mother of the Matrix book is a fake. You can look at the cover and see it doesn't look the same as the first cover.
Okay.
The first cover is just the cover of the book. But this fourth one has been altered and changed at the top to say 1981 copyright or something on the cover of the book.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we got that. That's really clear.
So, in 30 pages.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me about, you know, that day when you felt like you had that day in court and on June 25th, 2014, after such a long struggle, how did you feel?
Well, I didn't have any struggle. I never had a struggle because I come from military law enforcement family.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I've never had any struggle. That is the internet garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're proclaiming all kinds of stuff that's lies about me, that I'm an urban legend, a myth, I don't exist. I've been unemployed for 20 years, all this garbage. I got a degree. I went to USC, University of New York. Mm-hmm. I'm well-educated, credentials. I'm an author, a producer, author of several books, a producer, a screenwriter, a poet, an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? So in a paralegal that won several big cases and stuff. So, and one judgment over almost $500,000 in my 2014 and $3.5 billion in liens that I spoke about on Judge Joe Brown's show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where these people are getting all this garbage from, but you guys need to get your hands out of the internet and go to the library, you know, and dig into the archives where the real news is.
Yeah.
Or email me and I will send you the real news, which you can go and validate it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in the courts, it was my day finally to enter in my copyrights, to enter in the movies, because Judge Morrow in the California case said I could have won the first case that they got dismissed because they sabotaged me in that case. They paid my four law firms, lawyers and law firms, to sabotage the case. That was a piece of cake. The lawyers bought the movies and never entered them in. The judge said, Judge Morrow, in a 50-page ruling, to win the case, all Sophia had to do was put the movies in. That was it. The movies and the copyrights are one and the same.
Hmm.
And these people sabotaged me, but I went after them in the Utah case, the one that I won 2014, but they entered the case, all the defendants from California entered into the Utah case because they didn't have a default judgment. They didn't have no money. They didn't have any win from California. That case was just dismissed. I didn't lose and they didn't win anything. There was no ruling that was in their favor. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So they tried to get the case to cheat again in Utah and then they got busted. I busted them actually. I went after the four law firms and I got them too, because I told Judge D. Benson, the federal judge, that if he gave them the default judgment in that case and the money, he would be going to jail with them because they had entered his law firm called Snow. And once you enter a judge's law firm and you pay that law firm any money, you're paying the judge to fix the case.
Okay, right. Got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was four media outlets covered that case. And guess what? It's nowhere in the media that I won. And lawyers have told me when they go on PACER, they're hiding the fact that I won a judgment and the $3.5 billion in liens. They're hiding all of that and lying and saying I never won any judgment, I didn't get any money, and all these lies. Now, anybody can email me on my website, my email, my phone number, contact information. I will send you the proof. I have to send the proof out to the lawyers. Isn't that sad? Wow. And the lies that I didn't show up for my court hearing. That's how come I lost. That's the biggest crap I've ever heard. I got four law firms representing me. Unless the judge court ordered you to appear, when you got lawyers representing you, the defendants or plaintiffs don't have to appear. They got lawyers representing them. You have to only appear if you don't got no lawyers representing you. And I'm not afraid to appear and I'm not afraid to speak out. I come from a military law enforcement family, people. Wake up. I am not afraid of anything or anyone.
Wow.
Except for God.
Amen.
The devil, I'll I'll beat him and chew him out. spit him out.
Wow.
The only one I show honor and humility and gratitude is to God, the Most High. The Most High, God.
Yes.
God gets the glory.
Sophia, in your books, what was the main message that you wanted to convey?
It was the message that was conveyed in the Matrix movie, because they're one and the same. That there is no end to life. We begin again and again. Mm. That all life is a continuum. Because in the other two movies, they try to reverse that concept and say everything that has a beginning has an end. But in the concept of the Matrix and with God, there is no end. It's just the beginning, because we begin again and again, because God's children have seeds and man's children are born soulless and seedless. If you eat a seedless grape, you're eating something man, a GMO, a genetic modified organism that man has created out of the laboratory. You're not eating something from God. Everything that comes from God has a seed. A soul, a soul, a seed is a soul of continuum. It will go on and on forever for life. It's the cycle of life. It's the circle of life. It's the atom.
It's the alpha and the omega.
It's the alpha and the omega, and it begins again. And when you see a soulless watermelon, a seedless grapes, and anything that has no seeds is created by man. You see clones, a clone horse, a clone sheep. Those are created by man. They don't have no seed. They don't have no soul. And you're going to have to clone 100 of them. Just like the polo player. Look at 60 Minutes on YouTube, the clone horses by the polo player. He cloned 100 and something horses. And every time he's cheating all these people, because he had a horse that was a winner. It died. And so he took the horse's DNA and had the horse cloned 125, 130 times. Instead of giving the horses names, he gave them numbers, because those clones don't last very long. So that's why he cloned 100 and some, so he could cheat the other polo players. And they need to talk up, because this guy is cheating them out of thousands and thousands, or maybe millions of dollars. But you need to speak up, because a clone is a clone and it's cheating. Now look on 60 Minutes on YouTube, the clone horse by the polo player. You can pull it up. And I'm going to tell you what cloning is when you take DNA to a scientist, and the scientist in the laboratory take a syringe and he takes that DNA and he take an egg and he insert this with the syringe, the DNA into an egg, and take that egg and put it in a surrogate live female horse's womb. And the female, she's a surrogate, she will carry that clone, and that clone will be born. And you guys will look at the clones on YouTube. When one turned one way, they all turn the other way, because they have no soul. Wow. They have no recording of life. They are nothing but a copy. And so they copy each other. That's what a clone is, a copy. If it's a sheep, it's going to copy, because it has no seed or soul to act on its own. Wow. To create. It cannot create. It can only copy. And all the thieves out there, they might as well be clones, because that's all they can do is copy and steal.
Wow.
They cannot create. They're not co-creators with God. God's children, born with seeds, born with souls, can create. The thieves out there are stealing because they cannot create.
Yes. Gosh. Sophia, would you believe that we've run out of time already?
Oh, it's okay, because I'm coming back. Listen, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back full force. And the next time I come, it'll be over an hour, and I'll make it up to you. I overbooked today, and I misunderstood the 2:30 thing, and please forgive me.
No problem at all.
I'll make it up to you.
How can the listeners reach out to you if they have any problems with copyright or anything like that?
Oh, tell them, please email me. And I want to say, I got a special prayer for those who need help. This is the most phenomenal miracle, most requested prayer. ask for the prayer, go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com, truthaboutmatrix.com, but I'll make it easy. It's also matrixterminator.com, www.matrixterminator.com. And buy the books directly from me, unless you guys are in foreign countries. Go to amazon.com and get it, or Walmart's and Barnes & Noble, Nook Press, or Madhu Books. So if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, go in there physically and get a book. And I do autographs. I will autograph your books if you buy them directly from me. Hit me up, truthaboutmatrix.com, matrixterminator.com, or Google Sophia Stewart, and my website and books will simply pop up. I'm all over the internet. Love me or hate me, like Tupac says. The clone, the trolls and all these other people are going to buy me anyway. Okay?
Fantastic. Sophia, you've been amazing. Thank you for adding value to the listeners. I'm in London. You're in Las Vegas. It's minutes to midnight here.
All right. I'm going to let you go and love you guys.
No, I really appreciate you so much. Thank you for coming on
right.
the show today.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.